Let's turn in God's Word to Matthew and chapter 7. In Matthew chapter 7, we are reading verses 1 through 29 in His Word, the whole chapter. Matthew chapter 7, and beginning in verse 1, these are the words of our God. Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite! First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good gifts, good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way, which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes, or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree that bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it fell, and great was its fall. And so it was. When Jesus had ended these sayings, that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Those are God's words. Now here we come to the conclusion of the sermon that Jesus preached on the mountain. In verses 1 through 6, you see that is not a command to not judge, but to first look at yourself. Judge yourself according to the perfect standard of righteousness, the law found in God's Word and manifested in Christ, before going to rebuke your brother or your sister in Christ. Again, according to God's Word, not your own word, lest you be found a hypocrite. Verses 7 through 11, he encourages us to pray to the Father for what we need. So ask and seek and knock. Verse 12, the encouragement to love your neighbor as yourself. And verses 13 and 14, the example of life we are to give. Don't take your example from the majority of the world, but from Christ according to the law in union with Him. We are to enter by the narrow gate, enter by Christ, and follow Him. And then through verse 20, the warning against false prophets, knowing that you'll know them by their fruits, by their bad fruit, their bad life, their bad doctrine. And then the conclusion of the sermon of Christ shows the absolute necessity to obey Christ's commands, including repenting and believing and following after Him. There is no true joy, no true happiness in any who do not come unto Christ for their salvation, that He must be the rock upon which you set your life. Otherwise you will be destroyed. There might be the appearance of joy, the appearance of happiness, but they are just an appearance. The end is destruction. So come unto Christ. Christ calls you in His authority as the God-man, as the prophet, priest, and king who reigns over all. He calls you and He says, follow Me. That's the summary of the Sermon on the Mountain that Jesus preached. Let's pray. Father, thank You for Your infallible Word which cannot err. That even when it seems to contradict itself, we know that it is not. But that it is, we need to search harder and find in Your Word what the context teaches and these words teach. Father, it comes from, it is Your Word, and so it is perfect in every way. It is pure truth and pure wisdom. And so we give You praise for it. We're thankful for the sermon that Jesus preached on the mountain. We're thankful that He teaches us how to pray, that He teaches us the way to walk after Him, even through the narrow gate, lest we take the broad path leading to destruction. Father, You teach us many things, and we're thankful that You would turn us from our sin, You'd turn us even from hypocrisy, which is always prevalent in the church, for we are always proclaiming Your Word and yet often sinning. Now, Father, make us to examine ourselves and keep turning from our sin unto Your Son, Jesus Christ, according to Your Word and the law and the prophets. Father, we give You praise today for the gospel that Christ proclaims, follow Me. And so may it be that all of us present and all who hear the gospel would follow after Christ. Very simple call, and yet a difficult call to follow. And so give us Your Holy Spirit, of Your Holy Spirit. Send Your Holy Spirit into our hearts that we would follow in all Your commands. For we know that if we love You, we will keep Your commandments. And so, Father, make us a people who love Your commandments because it's Your Word. Father, we do pray this day for Audrey. We ask that You would give her strength and heal her body, that she would feel better even this coming week as she spends the first weekdays with her new husband. Father, bless their week and their marriage for the rest of their life. And Father, we ask that You would grant to all of us good health. And thankful hearing from John at the Lawrence Church is worshiping, and we give You praise for this and how wonderful it is. And we join with them in their joy together as they are worshiping. We give You praise for this. And Father, we ask that You would watch over us and care for us and not let any, as we gather, we begin, and many churches begin gathering together, and as we begin gathering in a couple weeks in our building, we ask that You would continue keeping us protecting us from sickness and illness, even from the virus that's so prevalent or seems to be so prevalent in these days. You would keep our bodies. But Father, above all, we ask that you would keep our souls. You are the God who keeps us or guards us, as Psalm 121 teaches us, even our souls you keep. And so, Father, keep us and even in your Son, Jesus Christ, by your word. Father, we're thankful for the word that you've taught us today so far, even to love our enemies. We pray that you would help us with this difficult task, this difficult duty in righteousness and holiness, that we would again follow after Christ, that he loved us as enemies, even to the point of death on the cross. And Father, we ask that you would build up your church, that you would grow us, that you would grow us in number, for your glory alone, that the church would grow, that your kingdom would grow. We pray that you would grow us in sanctification too, in holiness, that we would love you all the more. And Father, we pray for wisdom and knowledge, even as we prepare to hear your word this evening. Help us in all of it. As we continue worshiping you and singing your praises, Father, may we worship you with all of our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.